Welcome to a special episode of Celestial Chronicles. My name is Arav Garg, and I'll be your host for this series. Now, before we start our Ramayana series on Monday, I thought it would be nice to review the history of the Ramayana itself, as this offers perspective into the times and cultures that it was written in. An essential question to ask about the Ramayana is when it was composed and when its events took place. Historians estimate that the Ramayana, as we know it, was compiled from folk legends and remnants of older texts around the 5th century BC. However, the Ramayana itself has an alternative timescale. And to understand that timescale, we have to understand the concept of Hindu time. In Hindu Shastras, or scriptures, units of time are described that vary in accuracy from trillions of years to microseconds. Time in Hinduism is described as eternal, cyclic. But the Shastras divide time into cycles of Brahma, which last more than 100 trillion years each. To tell time at this scale would be next to useless, which is why cycles of Brahma are divided further into years, months, and days of Brahma. Eventually, we come to a unit of time known as the Mahayuga, which lasts about 4.5 million years. Mahayugas are cyclic as well, and it is believed by Hindus that the events of the Ramayana take place once every Mahayuga. But when in a Mahayuga does the Ramayana occur? Mahayugas are divided into four divisions called Yugas. It is believed that we live in our fourth Yuga, or last Yuga, of this Mahayuga, also known as the Kali Yuga, which started over 5,000 years ago. The Ramayana's events, per the Ramayana itself, took place in the second Yuga, the Treta Yuga, meaning that the Ramayana itself claims that its events happened tens of millions of years ago, unlikely as that may be. Although Hindus debate about when but who wrote it is much simpler to answer, the authorship of the Ramayana is attributed to the Maharishi Valmiki, whom the Ramayana claims was a contemporary of Sri Ram. Different stories exist about the Adi Kavi, or first poet. He is commonly believed to be a reformed thief, who wrote the Ramayana after a discussion about dharma, or ethics, with the divine sage Narada. Some myths dictate that he was blessed with a boon that allowed him to compose the Ramayana as its events unfolded. Today, there are many variations of the Ramayana found across India. In parts of North India, the Ramacharitmanas, a Hindi version of the Ramayana composed by poet Saint Tulsidas, is popular. Some even believe that Tulsidas was the reincarnation of Valmiki, reborn to translate the Ramayana for the common man, who had lost knowledge of Sanskrit over time. Other parts of India have other regional variations and translations. And the Ramayana is not only read by Hindus. There are many Buddhist and Jain versions as well. In fact, Buddhist venerate Rama as an ancestor and previous incarnation of the Buddha. Variations of the Ramayana are even found outside of India, and especially in Southeast Asia. The Thai Ramakien, for example, is the national epic of Thailand. Overall, about 300 variations of the Ramayana exist. Some retell Valmiki's narrative, some expand further, and some recount new legends altogether. This podcast tells a story narrated in the Valmiki Ramayana, which is considered by most Hindus to be authoritative. So there are many versions of the Ramayana. But where did the Ramayana take place? According to the Valmiki Ramayana, Sri Ram was born in Ayodhya, which is in modern-day Uttar Pradesh in India. Sita, his wife, was born in the kingdom of Mithila, believed to be in modern-day Nepal. The events of the Ramayana take place all over India, which offers a fantastic look into ancient India and its customs. For example, the Vanaras, or forest men, who fought with Sri Ram, were from Kishkindha, believed to be in modern-day Andhra Pradesh. Of course, the culture of the Ramayana echoes this diversity. Lastly, another important question is whether the events of the Ramayana actually took place. As put elegantly by Devdutt Patnaik, there are two kinds of answers to that question, faith-based and fact-based. fact-based answers are limited by the availability of verifiable evidence. However, facts are being discovered that might show that the events of the Ramayana took place. The Rama Setu, a bridge that Sri Ram is said to have crossed to get from India to Lanka, has been found. And fossils of extinct animals who lived millions of years ago but are mentioned in the Ramayana have been found. Now, we don't know for sure whether the Ramayana occurred or when it occurred. That is a mystery to be revealed. But the lessons and the themes of the Ramayana are eternal, and we too can learn from them. We hope you enjoyed learning about the history of the Ramayana, and if you appreciated the effort that went into the research and production of this episode, please share and follow this podcast. We will be back Monday for episode 1 of the Ramayana.